I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to another episode of Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the Leo new moon. The Leo new moon will take place on Sunday, August 8 at 11:50 p.m. in Sydney, 2:50 p.m. in London, and 9:50 a.m. in New York. On the very same day, we will also be experiencing the Lion's Gate portal, but I'll explain that a little later on in the episode. I have to admit, these moon synopsis Lunar Lover episodes are getting harder to write the deeper we dive into 2021. I actually think I said the same thing this time last year. It's hard because the potential of each moon's energy is somewhat clouded by the restrictive landscape that we're all living in at the moment, especially if you're listening in Australia. We can't really control what's happening out there at the moment, but we do have full control of our inner landscape. So our thoughts, our feelings, even the actions that we choose to take. And I think where people are getting caught up, understandably, me too, is around the faith piece. Our faith is beginning to waver a little bit. I know mine certainly has, but we all still have the choice to keep choosing faith over fear. And we have that choice again and again and again. So with that in mind, when we look at Leo, ruled by the sun, the king of outward expression, of heart-fueled energy, of radiance, courage, pride, and loyalty, how can you turn all of that energy back on yourself? Shining a light on what's been hiding in the darkness is the gift of Leo's solar energy. You can also think about it like bringing warmth back to something that's cooled off, or bringing life back to something that you allowed to dwindle away. Some positive Leo vibes you're likely to feel include a renewed sense of confidence, a spark of passion, the courage to step up to a challenge, and let us not forget about that Leo playfulness. If you're not feeling all of these things or any of these things, make a conscious effort to access them under this new moon. I gave you similar advice with the energy of Leo season. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but there is a wild Leo lion running around my house at the moment in the form of Poppy, my cat. But we're not going to re-record because she's been going crazy all morning. I do think that courage and bravery is something that we all need right now. And perhaps it's something you've dismissed or tossed to the side, or because you are safe in your own home, and I say safe in inverted commas, it feels like this isn't a situation where courage and bravery is required. But of course it is. If you find that you're struggling with faith, I urge you to question why. Why is it easier to slip into fear than faith? Is it because you've allowed fear to become the dominant force in your life? And there's no judgment in there. It's hard not to at the moment. But every time you turn on a screen, there are multiple reasons to slip into fear. But what if instead you chase Leo's bravery and courage? What if instead of losing your grip on faith, you held on to it tighter than ever? This is the gift that the Leo new moon offers. A chance to shine a light, guide you back to yourself, and inject a sense of optimism even into the darkest of days. Plus, this year, the Leo new moon happens to fall on what many astrologers deem the luckiest day of the year, the Lionsgate portal. The gift of the Leo new moon and the Lionsgate portal falling on the same day is quite profound. But before I explain why, let's look at why everyone raves about this auspicious time of year. The Lionsgate portal is activated by the numerology of 8-8, i.e. the 8th of August, the sun in Leo, and the star Sirius. It is believed that this alignment opens up a portal that allows a direct line of high vibe energy to be sent to Earth. And take from that what you will. They say that the Lionsgate portal gives you greater access to the divine, opening up your intuitive downloads and psychic abilities. I can't comment too much on this portal because, truth be told, I actually don't know a lot about it from an astrological perspective. From a spiritual perspective, I think the best source of information about Lionsgate portal is always foreverconscious.com. Go and check her out. She always does a wonderful job of explaining it. I do, however, always perform a ritual around the Lionsgate portal, and the fact that it falls on the same day as the new moon this year is really quite special because it's really just going to amplify the intentions, the new moon intentions that we set. When I am performing a ritual on the Lionsgate portal, I usually start by doing some sort of chakra clearing meditation. I have one on Insight Timer. So if you just search my name, Jordana Levine, all my meditations will come up and you'll be able to find the chakra clearing meditation. I like to focus on the heart and what the heart desires. The Lionsgate portal activates heart energy, as does Leo season, as does the Leo new moon. So it's a prime time to be focusing on your heart space. I like to journal and allow intuition to guide my next steps. And I take note of psychic instincts and intuitive nudges. With this Leo new moon occurring during the Lionsgate portal, our ability to co-create and manifest with the universe is amplified. And the number 8 in numerology is the spiritual number of infinite possibilities and prosperity. So setting intentions at this time means that it is likely that they will manifest into reality with divine universal support, and a really nice time to be considering manifesting abundance. Leo is a fire sign, so Leo new moon really does mean action, action, action. But again, I understand that many of you are in situations at the moment where it doesn't feel like you can take much action. So perhaps the action that you do take is a leap of faith, stepping up to the podium and manifesting some epic shit in your life. Yeah, so action doesn't always have to be a physical action. It can be a commitment to something. It can be the action of aligning your thoughts with your intention. It can be the action of tuning into your feelings. The last few new moons have made manifestation a little tricky. I mean, I think this whole year has, and 2022, manifestation has been tricky. But this Leo new moon is giving you your manifesting mojo back. And even though it feels like there are a lot of boundaries and parameters hindering your manifesting efforts, for example, if you're trying to manifest an overseas holiday, may not be the time to do it. But most of the boundaries and the parameters that are limiting our manifestations are set by us. So drop the how, where, when, and why, and just concentrate on what you want to feel. If you need help with setting intentions, you might like to consider becoming a Lunar Lover member. Lunar Lover members get access to a new moon circle, We've got a beautiful new moon yin class. You'll get some Leo new moon journal prompts, guided meditation for this month, and lots of other moon goodies. To become a Lunar Lover member, all you need to do is click the link in the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. Okay, let's have a look at some ways to work with this Leo new moon. Find a passionate project. Some might say you have more time on your hands than you've ever had before, especially if you're in Sydney. Is there something you're passionate about that you've always wanted to explore? Now is your chance. Also, check where you're investing your time into things you're not passionate about. Is it worth it? With I am as the Leo mantra, ask yourself, am I passionate? Find your pride. Pride in yourself first and foremost. Ask yourself, am I proud? Find the things that make you want to give yourself a good old pat on the back. And then actually give yourself that pat. You might also like to let people in your life know that you're proud of them. There's nothing quite like hearing that someone is proud of what you're doing. Be brave. Now, again, I'm not encouraging you to jump out of a plane unless you want to, of course, but being brave isn't always about taking bold action. It is about stepping out of your comfort zone though. Bravery comes in lots of different forms, but I've found over the years that cultivating a strong sense of trust and faith, again, there's that word faith, in yourself makes us braver than anything else ever will. Reinvent self-promotion. I personally loathe self-promotion, but it's what Leo is all about. So ask yourself, how can I promote myself in a way that is nourishing for me and well received by others? This could be the way you use social media, the branding of your business, or simply how you present to people in your day-to-day life. The best place to start is to ask yourself, what is my intention? If you come from a place of intention and integrity, then it will always feel good for you and be well received by others. And lastly, wear your heart on your sleeve. Tell people they're loved. Love yourself unconditionally. Share from the heart. Let love know you're ready for it if it's been eluding you. Leo energy is heart energy. And if ever there was a new moon to manifest from the heart, it is this one. Again, if you need some help with navigating this Leo new moon energy, you might like to consider becoming a Lunar Lover member. Once again, you can do that through the show notes of this episode or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love it if you share it to your Instagram stories and you can tag me at Jordana Levine. The next moon we are experiencing is another Aquarius full moon. Yes, there's two this year. The Leo new moon sits right in the middle of them, and it is big energy. And we saw what happened on the last Aquarius full moon worldwide. So I'm interested to see what plays out with this upcoming Aquarius full moon. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.